Well, the situation in Yemen has further complicated with conflicting reports as to whether Saudi Arabia has deployed ground troops to the impoverished country or not. An unnamed Yemeni official was quoted to have reported Riyadh dropping a limited number of paratroopers into the southern city of Aden. Now, the official stressed that soldiers are there to help militants in their clashes with Ansar Allah fighters. The report was, however, rejected by Saudi Arabia's military spokesman, who denied any ground deployment in the rest of Port City. Riyadh has been conducting airstrikes in Yemen for over a month now. There's been no confirmed reports of Saudi ground forces spotted inside of Yemen territories so far. Well, turning to Sana'a, joined by Press TV's correspondent Yusuf Mowry. Yusuf, glad to have you with us. Yusuf, let's look at the situation. First of all, let's start off with the reports about ground troops. Have any of these reports been confirmed or not? Or what's the latest that you're hearing about that?
The Houthi spokesperson, Abdussalam, he stated in an interview that all of the reports which are suggesting that there are Saudi or foreign coalition troops in Yemen, he said that these are false reports and that this was just a media propaganda aimed at boosting the morale of the southern communities which are suffering in the southern fronts of the country. So he basically dismissed these reports and reaffirmed that there isn't any Saudi ground troops in the country, not in the north province of Saada, and not in the southern port city of Aden.
And just tell us about the overall situation on the ground there today, Yusuf.
Yes, well, you know, we still have fierce clashes taking place in the southern port city of Aden. There's sporadic clashes breaking out in the southern province of Abyan and Chebwa, and these are areas which the Houthi fighters have, for the most part, gained large portions of land. However, there still does seem to be remnants of Hadi forces and southern communities which are still putting up a fight and resisting the Houthi advancement. Nevertheless, the Houthis, they are continuing to make advancements south of the country and also in the eastern province of Madab, where there remains their fierce clashes between tribesmen loyal to Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi and who for the most part have been in control of the eastern province of Madab and the Houthi fighters. And these are clashes which are taking place in various areas of the country. Houthis are gaining grounds. However, the opposing side is putting up fierce resistance. And this is why the Abdussalam, the Houthi official, he said that these reports of Saudi troops coming to Yemen to support these Hadi militias, he said that this was just a propaganda which aimed to boost their morale.
And overall, tell me, Yusuf, as far as the people, what we have seen of these attacks, and it seems that many times it has been residential areas that have been attacked and also looking at much of the infrastructure. Can you tell me about that side of things, the human costs to what is taking place on the ground there?
We have, if we see most of the footages which are coming from Yemen, it's most of which are footages of entire neighborhoods, residential areas left in ruins, destroyed, whereby dozens of family members living in the area are dead, and the rest who are seeking medical treatment in the hospitals are facing death because there's simply not any medical supply, not enough medical supplies, or the required medical supplies and equipment to treat such severe injuries. And this is something which has been going on since March 26th throughout the country. Whether you look at Fej al-Tan here in the capital Sana'a, whether you look at the north province of Saada, it's just been destruction whereby, you know, people were picking the dead and the deceased from under the rebel piece by piece. So it's a very, very gruesome images which have come out from Yemen. However, this is why the international community needs to step in and to bring an end to this ongoing aggression, because this is quickly turning into a humanitarian crisis. And in a few weeks, if not a week or two, the Yemeni people will start going hungry. There's no fuel, there's no gas, there's no electricity. It's been about a month an indefinite power outage, and the situation will only continue to grow worse as Saudi Arabia imposed a blockade on Yemen's land, air, and sea, and that is ultimately preventing aircraft and humanitarian aid ships from coming in to try and alleviate the situation.
All right. Thank you so much. From Sana'a, Press TV's Yusuf Mowry.